Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
This is Who's Right Podcast with Anthony and Doug. This is a show where two people argue. The purpose of this show, other than to make us super rich celebrities, is to spark conversations. With that in mind, the opinions expressed here may or may not be those of Anthony or Doug. There is even a chance we may actually agree on some things. See if you can match the opinion stated with which one of us actually believe them. Or don't. We don't give a shit. But definitely join us on Facebook and let us know what you think. Or don't. Now let's get on with the show.
So did you hear about this guy in Iowa City, the FedEx guy, that stopped during his route and during the protest and got out and stole the people's flags and put the fire out? They were burning the flag. You hear about that?
Yeah, I think everybody's heard about it that's got Facebook.
Yeah, that was kind of my shitty segue into the conversation here. What do you think about that?
I think that he's not the hero we need, but the one we deserve.
Yeah. With great FedEx job comes great responsibilities, right? So first of all, let's what do you think about flag burning first?
I think it's a constitutionally protected right. I think it's stupid. I don't think it does anything. I understand the premise behind it. I think what you're saying is you don't believe what this country stands for or what it's doing at the time or whatever you're trying to say. But
whatever you're trying to say.
I think it's stupid. I think it's a way to try to get attention. Probably the wrong attention.
Yeah,
because whatever your cause is, it doesn't draw attention to your cause.
What do you think about the people who say that flag burning should be treason?
Maybe if you burn a flag while you're stealing secrets and selling them to a different country.
Yeah, they'll just tack the treason charge on there because you burned the flag.
So I think in that particular case, I think the protesters were charged with. Burning having a fire out in public or something like that, which is fine. I mean,
yeah, whatever.
I think they charged him with that because they couldn't charge him with burning a flag.
Yeah.
I think that driver probably, while he was acting emotionally, I think he was a veteran. I think he overreacted.
Does that change anything?
It does.
I agree that he overreacted. So it changes anything since he's a veteran?
I think so, man. I think that most, if not all, veterans that I know hold that flag a little closer than the rest of us. You know, you and I didn't serve our country.
Yeah.
So we don't have that bred into us or drilled into us or...
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not disagreeing with you that it makes it different. I was just, trying to spark the conversation, I suppose. But my problem with it is that if he is a veteran, he was fighting for our rights, and flag burning is a constitutionally protected right. So he would fight for our rights and then come back and try to take those same rights away from us is it seems counterproductive to me.
Right. Absolutely. So that's the key is he was fighting for our rights, not,
yeah.
He wasn't fighting for that flag, but
yeah, that's exactly right.
To a lot of people, that flag symbolizes not only our rights, but our country, the people that have fought before them. A lot of us have relatives that went to war for this country.
Yeah.
A lot of people have relatives that died for this country. And
sure.
That flag to those people symbolizes that. I mean, when when somebody is killed, you get a flag. You know, that's yeah. the old saying. You dreaded seeing somebody carry that flag up to the door. That symbolizes everything go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that's my... I don't have a problem with flag burning, but the people that decide, today I'm going to go out and burn a flag, they know full well that what they're doing is only hurting people, veterans, basically. It doesn't... If you oppose Trump's policies, Trump could give two shits less if you burn a flag on a personal level. You know, you're hurting people that have died or potentially died for no reason, you know, for a statement.
Yeah, and while I understand it, I just don't agree with it. I think you should be legally allowed to burn a flag. It's fine and dandy. But I would expect that when you do that, it's, while not lawfully allowed, I would fully expect to get punched in the face if I did it. Only because yeah. I am shitting yeah. on what people hold very near and dear to their hearts.
Yes.
Even if they're wrong.
Yeah. I fully understand. So this debate's been going on for years and years and years. My dad told me when I was young that he has the answer. Just like everything else, he's got the answer to solve this problem. He said that they shouldn't change the law saying you can't burn flags, but all they have to do is make a law that says all flags sold in the United States have to be flame retardant, so you can't burn them. And that always kind of stuck with me.
And all right, we're not even going to... Just because I don't have the energy to argue with you about that, that sounds great.
That sounds crazy. Is that what he said?
Great.
Oh, that sounds... You can argue with me about it. I was just telling you. I was relating a story from my childhood.
No fucking wonder you are the way you are.
What's that supposed to mean?
So to me, I equate it to the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
They have every right to go out and protest a dead soldier's funeral.
Yes.
But in doing so, they can fully expect to strike up a lot of emotions and get punched in the throat.
Yes. I agree with you. What do you think he should have kept his job? I mean, obviously he kept his job.
Yeah, I don't think he should have been fired. I don't even think that he should have gotten any... I don't want to say he shouldn't have gotten any flack for it. I mean, as a FedEx driver, no, he shouldn't have gotten any flack. As a veteran, it's like you said earlier. So if he was a veteran, of course neither one of us do any fucking research before we start talking about this stuff. But
hey, I watched the video.
It's like you said, he fought for our rights. And one of those rights being the right to protest.
Yeah. So, what about when he stole their flag? Because from the video, it looks to me like he stole their flag. Do you think he should be charged?
I would say he should probably be... Yes, I do. Only in that... Even if it's just a misdemeanor ticket or something. But what it's going to do is lead other people down the road that it's okay that if somebody's protesting against something you don't like, then you can walk up and steal whatever it is that they're doing. And that's not right. I mean,
yeah. So not only did he steal their flag, he assaulted them. Correct. From the video, I can't tell. Maybe he was defending. I don't know. It didn't look like he was defending himself to me. It looked like he was, you know, spraying them with the fire extinguisher.
And I don't know. Is that assault? I think he was trying to spray the flag. I don't know if he was trying to spray them. From what I've seen, it looked like one of the protesters threw a punch at him first or something.
Yeah, I think I saw that too. But so I think that should be left up to a prosecutor to decide if they want to prosecute that. But do you think it should go that far? Do you think that they should take that case?
From what I've seen, I would be okay if he got, even if it was just a misdemeanor
if he got punished, basically.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't want to see the guy lose his job or anything.
No, and neither do I, because I don't think it has anything to do with FedEx at all. You know, I mean,
right?
You know, and that was another issue that I had when I saw it. All the comments were, "Oh, I'm only going FedEx now. FedEx just gained my business and all this." That's a stupid response. And the pictures, it almost looks like a photo op for FedEx. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but.
I mean, I know that's not their fault. It just seems so. People capitalize on that kind of shit, and you know.
All right. So, what do you think would have happened? What do you think should have happened? What if FedEx would have fired him?
If FedEx would have fired him, I think he should have been able to sue FedEx for firing. I don't think any company should be able to fire somebody for something that they do that has nothing to do with the company.
Well, it does have something to do with the company. I mean, so he's wearing FedEx clothes, so he's representing the company. He's on the clock. He's doing his job, and part of his job is not to stop protests,
sure,
or demonstrations.
But I think that might be something that we disagree slightly on, other than the fact that he was on the clock. That I can give you. But I don't think that an employee represents a company. I don't buy that. I mean, that just gives...
So you may...
Go ahead.
You may not think it, but it is the case.
I don't think if you work for a big company, they should be able to fire you for something that you put on your Facebook or for something that you do in your life because they think you represent them. I don't think that that's okay.
So if you work for a big company and you have as part of your profile that you're... whatever your job is.
Yeah, say you work at General Motors.
Right, and as soon as you speak on anything related to the automobile industry, you are speaking on behalf of General Motors. It could be interpreted that you are speaking on behalf of General Motors. I mean, that's just the way it is. Whether you like it or not.
I don't like it. What that does is basically says that if you work for General Motors, you're not allowed to have an opinion without losing your job. I don't think that that's okay.
So I agree with you. I'm not arguing with you about it. I'm just telling you how it is. Yeah.
I would wish that people could sue to get their jobs back, you know.
But I think that's a different conversation than what we're talking about. This
sure.
This guy was working.
Yeah.
You know, that's his job isn't to go around and worry about protesters and everything. And I think he probably felt a high level of emotion. At that time, he probably wasn't thinking, what would FedEx want me to do? He just knew that he didn't want to see somebody burning the flag. Sure.
And you know, now, I hate to see somebody lose their job, but he was on the clock, I suppose. So he was being paid by FedEx during the time that this happened. So you could argue that FedEx paid him to do this. I mean, literally, not that they sanctioned it, but they paid him to do that, right? It would be hard for me to say that he should lose his job, but it's tricky.
I don't think that anybody has put any thought into it. You know, they just go with their instinct when they start posting on Facebook. That
I agree.
I think that we're probably in agreement here that things almost turned out as good as they should have.
As good as they could have, given the circumstances, you mean?
Yeah. So I would like to know, because like I said, I haven't done any research into this, why were those people burning the flag to begin with? What were they hoping to achieve other than to piss people off?
So what I read, this is just one article that I read, they were protesting, what was the word they used? Oh my gosh, I can't remember the word that they used. United American Imperialism, I think, is something what they said.
Is that like a new Star Wars or something?
Yeah.
I guess I can get behind them then.
They're protesting a new Star Wars. We don't want Star Wars. We're burning the fucking flag. That changes everything.
I know it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I know I protested out in the front yard and burnt two Hogwarts flags.
So, you know those movies came out like 10 years ago, right? And you're just protesting 2 years ago? Good for you.
I never did like that Home Alone kid. I haven't seen the movie, so I have no idea what I'm talking about.
What, Home Alone? Wasn't Michael Jackson in that?
What were we just talking about?
FedEx.
Nope.
Yoga hosers?
Harry Potter, that's what it was. Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Yoga hosers, yeah. We should do a review on yoga hosers.
Okay. Please, please, don't watch that movie. I don't want anybody to have a lesser opinion of Kevin Smith because of that movie.
All right.
that's my review of the movie right there.
I don't think that the tens of people that listen to us are going to watch anything based on our review. So,
all right. You never know. We could go a virus.
Did you say virus?
I did. It's not funny that you called me out on it, though.
Yeah. So I think that wraps up what we think about flag burning, if anybody gives a shit.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree